Egypt is the biggest player in the Arab world. The Camp David Agreement was one of the most important strategic game changers for the Palestine-Israel conflict and the Arab-Israeli conflict from the Israeli perspective. Because by means of that treaty, it removed the bulk of the strategic weight of the Arab world militarily, politically, economically, intellectually, socially, religiously, out of the equation, and sealed the border between the Palestinians and Egypt, and therefore Egypt sat on the sideline and in certain instances became, as a government, an extension of Israeli control of the Palestinians. It was after Camp David that Israel launched its attack on Lebanon. Right? And they knew that Egypt would not interfere in the process because they are strategically right now under the guise of a peace treaty with a whole monitoring system, a demilitarized Suez Canal, and also providing the gas at a reduced rate to Israel. And as such, they became part of the strategic asset for Israel in the Palestine-Israel conflict. Removing them from that picture, we are still living its consequences, right? If the Egyptian revolution ends in a change in the structure, this will reshape the strategic relationship between Egypt and Israel, on the one hand, Egypt and the Palestinians, second, and also Egypt and the rest of the Arab world vis-a-vis the Palestine-Israel conflict. Now, Palestinians are hopeful that the change that takes place in Egypt will be one that begins by opening the border with Gaza. And I think that will be very critical because the closing of the Gaza border was by means of Israel, U.S., and Egyptian cooperation. And the U.S. Corps of Engineers is at the Egyptian side of the border building the subterranean wall, a steel wall, to close the gates of the caves and the tunnels that the Palestinians have been able to work through to break the siege. So if that, as a first step, that the Egyptian revolution would begin by saying we will open the border completely with the Palestinians, that itself is a strategic change. Second, if the new leadership that emerges begin to reconfigure its positionality vis-a-vis the Palestine-Israel conflict and begin to curtail its cooperation and facilitation of Israel's negotiations with the Palestinians, where Egypt has been acting as a pressure point on the Palestinians rather than a counter-pressure point to Israel. So Egypt, as a government, not as a people, have been taking the role of pressuring the Palestinians to accept a lower threshold and also acting as a facilitator for U.S.-Israeli pressure on the Palestinians. So my expectation that a new government will have to reshape this, assuming that the new government that emerges in Egypt will be taking a different outlook, even if it maintained a peace treaty with Israel, that the parameter of the peace treaty will be governed through a different pressure points than what existed in there. So that should be expected. Third, which I think is very important, that Egypt under Mubarak has been aligning itself with the anti-Iran coalition. And Mubarak time and time again begins to speak that we have to confront the external hands that are manipulating, or trying to speak or label those who are part of the Islamist movement in Egypt as being supported or promoted by Iran. It's a complete nonsense, have no foundation whatsoever. But Egypt might be taken out of the alliance that the United States, Israel, and some of the Gulf states that wanted to construct vis-a-vis Iran. And that itself is a very important strategic change of a realignment that will occur as a result of this particular change that is taking place in front of us. And that also will possibly frustrate and maybe torpedo U.S., Israeli, and some of the Gulf states attempt to rally the Arab world into a fruitless confrontation with Iran that would only serve the interest of Israel being maintained as the superpower in the region. So those are issues that are very critical in there. Lastly, I think the current Mubarak regime with his head of the Egyptian intelligence, Omar Suleiman, who's now is being been appointed as a vice president, were instrumental in supporting President Abbas and preventing the possibility of the unity agreement between Hamas and Fatah under Abbas. That change in Egypt might remove a strong component that have maintained the conflict and the division between Fatah and Hamas intact, and emboldened Abbas and the PA to work and act because of thinking that not only that Egypt behind it, but the extension of some other Arab countries were standing behind him to maintain this division. So that might also bring to an end to Egypt's decisive role in maintaining this division between Hamas and Fatah, and also would have to put pressure on Fatah itself to reconsider its strategic positionality vis-a-vis the Arab world, in particular Egypt and Tunisia, where are two of the countries that were very strong supporters of Abbas and his program of neoliberal economics and anti-terror, quote-unquote, security structure and political structure. This, in essence, puts to an end this methodology and this approach on the Palestinian scene.